do. Her body was green and she had two vicious jaws. Ooh, she finally her mate and she kissed him with her claws. Yeah, but I survived. It was on TV. She had six strong legs and it frightened me. She had insect eyes, but I could still see that the look she gave him, you gave to me. So it would not feel the pain. She wanted his body so much, she ate his brain. Yeah, but I'll survive. No, you won't catch me. I'll resist the urge that is tempting me. I'll avert my eyes, keep you off my knee. But it feels so good when you talk to me.
Welcome again to Transatlantic Express. My name is DJ Ian. Back in the saddle. Hope you're having a great Friday wherever you are, if it is indeed Friday. Been watching the British elections. Bit sad, but then not. Being a Green Party supporter myself, don't mind admitting to it. And of course, I was just recently there, ran into the Reform campaigners a whole bunch of times. Well, that's politics, and politics and music, despite what some people think, do go together. Anyway, we are featuring today one of my favourite albums from the 80s, Mr. Don Dixon. Most of the girls like to dance, but only some of the boys do. And I was recording it from vinyl last night, and I couldn't figure out, why do I know these songs so well? And I thought that I had the album already, so I went through my collection, and no, I didn't. And then I remembered I used to have it on tape. Because it's such a long album, I didn't have all the tracks, so I knew some of the songs, but not all of them. Anyway, that's just a little side note. We have some tracks from a Dutch band trio called Trace. Then we have former Roxy Music singer Andy McKay from his solo album. And the solo album is called In Search of Eddie Riff. Plus of a whole bunch of local stuff and a few of my friends from the UK. Stay tuned, we got lots of great music. We do this every Friday. And we're back in the saddle after 3 weeks in the UK. We did a show last Friday, but it was a bit zonked out with jet lag at that point. But this week I'm a little bit more on it, I think. I think the jet lag's kicked out. And don't forget, you can check us out on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. And we do go out on CGSF 90.1 FM, although they didn't play my show last week, so I'm not sure what's going on. I'll have to check. Normally, it's been at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays and 7 on a.m. on Thursday. So if you're listening then, a big hello. Let's get on with more music from Mr. Don Dixon. This is a track called Just right here on Transatlantic Express.
Searched my memory for the clothes that she wore. Yellow sweater and some faded blue jeans, ginger sneakers and expensive earrings just to protect her. And that was my evidence that she existed, that she was in present tense. She had caught me like a fish in a net. She didn't know it, she hadn't checked her catch yet. Yeah.
listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, at 90.1 FM. Is Mr. Don Dixon and a track from him from 85 or 86 or something like that, and I was listening to that last night, and I was triggering all kinds of memories, and I couldn't quite trace it, because I was saying some of the songs I knew and some of the songs I'd never heard before. And then I realized I'd recorded it on cassette. I had a cassette with this on, and it was definitely triggering something. I'm not sure what, but anyway, it was a good listen. Good to listen. Praying Mantis. I think I'm going to actually give that a shot myself and see if, because that's a funny tune. I like a bit of humor in my music. Southside Girl was the name of the track you heard. Most of the girls like to dance, but only some of the boys do. Classic. I know it was on Enigma Records here in North America, but this one I picked up while I was in Reykjavik, and it is on. What label is it on? Demon Records, Blackbird Music USA, based out of Brentford in Middlesex. So this is one of those albums I picked up in a very expensive record store in Reykjavik, and it is. The British pressings are always, I don't know why, and I don't know if it's true or not still, but they're always better quality, and I appreciate that
Just in the paper, in the vinyl itself, I just find them always a little bit better quality. Also in there you heard Trace. Now, Trace are a Dutch trio. And they are on Vertigo. Oh, let me get... There it is. All right, so I saw this, and I've never heard of them before, but anything on Vertigo from 70 to 75 is worth something. Rick van der Linden, Jep van Eck, Pierre van der Linden. I don't know if they're related. I suspect they are. Yes, but definitely, yes. And they're on Vertigo. And so that came out, I would say, probably 76, 77. And, of course, Vertigo, a subsidiary of Phonogram, which is a subsidiary of Philips, which is a Dutch company. So, of course, they're going to put out Dutch music. It sounds a little focusy, but, not a little bit more kind of classically oriented, I would say. The track you heard was called Once, and I believe it was from 1977. Anyway. And then you heard another track from Don Dixon called Just Rights. And we're going to be playing quite a bit of that album because that is definitely bringing up some memories for me. All right, so we're going to change gears a little bit. We're going to play my good friend Chris Picton, who has got a new album out. Chris lives in Wigan and in Greater Manchester, isn't it? I mean, it's not 1974 anymore. And Chris was very kind to come out and support me when I did my first ever live jam at the pub there in Hindley in Wigan not too long ago, and he recorded it on his phone or my phone or something. And anyway, this is a title track from his new album. It's called Run on This Land, and you can find him on Bandcamp under Chris Picton. And this is a very cool tune. I was very impressed with the quality he has produced here. Anyway, this is Chris Picton and Run on This Land.
Quick return, when will we ever learn? The clock is...